forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Heat advisory for this Monday, as we'll have sunny skies, upper 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid-90s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 71. And Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 86.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Some of the most influential business groups in the U.S. want the White House to restart trade talks with China. They also want tariff cuts on goods imported from China. Those duties have been in place since the beginning of the trade war between the two nations. The groups represent a diverse business interest like potato farmers, microchip companies, and pharmaceuticals. In a letter to the Biden administration, they're asking the president to work with the Chinese government to make sure it carries out commitments made in the Phase 1 trade agreement with China that was signed with the Trump administration. The letter was addressed to the Treasury Department and U.S. Trade Representative, and it comes as the relationship between the two largest economies in the world remains contentious. Now, the administration is more than 7 months into review of the Phase 1 trade deal, as well as other national security measures put into place by the Trump administration. Officials have yet to announce the results of that review. Coffee prices are on the way up. Top coffee producer Brazil hit hard by frost, and the record cost of freight brought on by COVID caused massive shipment log jams and will push prices to multi-year highs in the weeks to come. The worst cold snap in Brazil since 1994 sent the price of green coffee beans to the highest level in almost 7 years. That increase will pass through the chain to consumers when they buy roasted beans or ground coffee in their local grocery store. The crops in Brazil are wilting after the worst dry spell in the country seen in about a century. The extent of the damage isn't fully known yet, but the area where coffee trees didn't survive may take as many as 7 years for production to fully rebound. The shipping problems are partly brought on by the demand for consumer goods and not enough available ships as people stayed home during COVID, and that led to a sharp rise in the cost of transporting beans to the major coffee-consuming countries in North America and Europe. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the fall school semester starting within the next week or so across the state of Kansas. Many students are a little concerned that the COVID-19 outbreaks across the state may cause another shutdown of the school year.
I'm really just hoping we don't have to go back into a lockdown where I'm forced to be on the computer, because I do believe everyone would be excited to get back and have social interactions with one another.
That audio from KWCH News. Many school districts across the state are looking at re-implementing mask mandates for students and teachers, regardless of vaccination status. Where psychologist Dr. Molly Allen says it's a conversation you need to have with your child if you plan on going back to public schools.
Have a conversation with your child if they're wearing a mask and say, okay, there's going to be other kids at school. There may even be some adults at school who are not wearing a mask. And if anybody gives you a hard time about wearing a mask, just remember, this is what we find to be important right now. If they want to do something different, that's what they get to do.
Mid-America Network News.
Since all soil types are not created equal, researchers have developed seed varieties that will thrive in each specific soil type. Kaufman Seeds, we specialize in providing farmers with the right seed for Dealer for Kansas Wheat Alliance, which has produced varieties called Western Star and Zenda, which have good yield potential and are tolerant to acid soils. Call the guys at Kaufman Seeds. We'd like to help you navigate your choices. Call us at 800-634-2836. That's 800-634-2836.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
A Republican Party official in Wichita is accusing the county's GOP chairman of breaking the state law by preventing her from voting on filling a Kansas House vacancy. The Wichita Eagle reports that precinct committee person Cindy Miles said Sedgwick County Chairman David Thorne blocked her from voting in the party's convention on Thursday night to replace the late Representative Ron Howard. Thorne said he told Miles at Thursday night's convention that her online comment regulating a Democrat running for city council was inappropriate and she left. Miles said she plans to file a complaint with state officials. Right now, Howard's seat went to tax preparation company manager Cindy Howerton. In other news, police say a Kansas teenager hit by a vehicle while riding her bicycle has died. The Kansas City Star reports that 16-year-old Leavenworth girl on Saturday was taken to the University of Kansas Medical Center with life-threatening injuries. She later died. Police have not yet identified the teenager, but investigators believe the girl was riding her bike when she was hit from behind. Police arrested a 27-year-old on Sunday in connection to the hit and run. Charges have yet to be filed. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Three Nebraska residents narrowly escaped a flooded elevator following an Omaha storm over the weekend. KTRK-TV reports an Omaha man on Saturday got in his apartment elevator with two friends to check out the storm damage. Before the elevator opened on the bottom floor, Tony Liu says water started pouring in through the vents as they descended. Liu called his roommate for help as they waited for emergency responders in neck-high water. His roommate and two other people managed to open the elevator door from the lobby, saving Liu and the others. None of them were injured. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is easing restrictions on the hours truck drivers hauling gasoline can work. The Omaha World Herald over the weekend reported Ricketts signed an executive order freeing up gas haulers. A Nebraska Gas Station Trade Association says there's been a fuel shortage in the state and trucks hauling gasoline to stations face long waits to load up. Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV.
That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expire 8/31/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The board discussed an upcoming budget workshop planned with accountants at 1 p.m. Monday, August 16. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. Discussion continued on the matter of splitting the noxious weed and solid waste director positions, with no change suggested at this time. It was reported six applications have been received for the position, with Dwayne Bruna set to retire. Interviews set for next week. Other discussion was going to a voucher system rather than selling chemicals direct. Again, no action taken. The Washington County Health Department is doing blood draws with appointments available 8 to 11 a.m. Monday through Thursdays. Washington County Treasurer inquired as to policy regarding checks she's asked to write that commissioners don't see and asked if a dollar limit should apply. No decision was made. Nemahal County Commissioners were advised that a tax sale is scheduled September 22nd. They discussed the recent rise in COVID cases in the county, advising to keep the in-person dining open at this time for those that are comfortable with coming into the nutrition center, but also to offer delivery of meals for those not comfortable with coming in.
First Amendment rights are being called into question regarding a recent Blue Rapids City Council decision to force removal of a flag in the yard of David Sane after neighbors petitioned to have it removed on the grounds of obscenity. KSNT News reported this last week that the flag, which read F. Biden and F. U. for voting for him, drew a comment petition with 21 signatures, prompting action from the council on grounds of promoting obscenity under the Kansas Uniform Public Offense Code. An attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union commented during the report that although some may find the flag offensive, political speech is protected under the U.S. Constitution. It was not reported if further challenges to the decision or action will be taken in the matter. The Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville is one of more than 70 venues in the state participating in the Sunflower Summer Program. Presented by the Kansas State Department of Education, Sunflower Summer is designed to provide a wide variety of ways for families to explore something new and enjoy time together. The app is available for all smartphones and offers free admission to museums, zoos, historic landmarks, and more. Kansas residents with students enrolled in pre-K through 12th grade are eligible to access one free ticket per child, plus two adult admission tickets to more than 70 Kansas attractions, museums, and zoos. The program was developed with funding from a grant from the U.S. Department of Education. For more information about the program, go online at sunflowersummer.org. Linda L. Mann, age 79, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home at Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Linda Mann. Kenneth W. Soule, age 77, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Soul. Shelby L. Stinson, age 79, of Mentor, Kansas, formerly of the Waterville and Marysville communities, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery of Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shelby Stinson.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system. They'll be moving across the upper parts of the Midwest, bringing chances for some showers and thunderstorms across the area. This is bringing us some very warm temperatures, as well as an upper-level ridge in place. We're going to see temperatures well into the 90s over the next few days. Some areas across the Midwest do have a heat advisory. It does look like we'll start to see chances for some showers and thunderstorms from this low-pressure system as we head into tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night into Wednesday. But like I said, we'll continue with warm temperatures as we head through Thursday, and then we will see a cool down back into the 80s Friday and into the weekend. So across the area, heat advisory for this Monday, as we'll have sunny skies in the upper 90s. Tonight, clear skies mid-70s. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon mid-90s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows at 71. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early August, 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 68. The record low, 53. Sunset this evening, 8:31. Sunrise in the morning at 6:35. Gusty winds accompany thunderstorms late Saturday night. Widespread precipitation across the area, ranging about half an inch here in the Marysville community. We received a little bit shy of that. Wide-ranging amounts up to an inch in Marshall County, inch or up to 2 inches in parts of Washington County reported.
We understand why lazy and crazy are summertime attributes, but why hazy? We investigate today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 9th, the 221st day of the year. Actor and writer Dan Levy shares a birthday with hockey player Brett Hull. Haziness is one of those conditions we take for granted in summertime, but what exactly is haze? Summertime air always has more stuff floating around in it. Pollen, mold, sea salt, and the like, or smoke from forest and range fires. Most of the time, the particles are too tiny to be seen by the naked eye. But when those microscopic bits absorb moisture from humid summertime air, they expand enough to create a sort of film that blurs visibility. Haze is more common in the east, by the way. The west, with a few local exceptions, has generally cleaner and drier air. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts in your local forecast at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Professional Barber Stylist salutes the men and women who choose to put others ahead of themselves every day. Being a firefighter requires courage, commitment, and sacrifices many never realize. So take time to thank a firefighter for the job that they do. Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Monday. After yesterday's action in the National Baseball Congress, five of the eight teams left in the bracket are now from Kansas. Those winner bracket games will be at Riverfront Stadium tonight, with Santa Barbara and Hayes playing at 6 p.m., Cheney and Lone Star Texas after that around 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow's games will pit Seattle against Derby and Hutchinson against Great Bend. Game times for those have not yet been announced. Bobby Bowden, the folksy Hall of Fame coach who built Florida State into a college football dynasty that powered its way to a dozen conference titles and two national championships, died yesterday. He was 91. Bowden's son Terry confirmed to the Associated Press his father died at home in Tallahassee, surrounded by family. Terry Bowden said in a text message to the Associated Press, "It was truly peaceful." Mid-America Network Sports.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know
that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Baseball action, a win for both the Wichita Wind Surge and the Kansas City Royals yesterday. We'll start with the Surge, who capped off a 5-1 homestand with a 5-2 victory over Midland yesterday afternoon at Riverfront Stadium. This before they head out on the road to open a series tomorrow. With the win, the Wind Surge is now 10-2 versus the Rockhounds this season and still sits 3 games in first place over Tulsa. The Wind Surge hits the road for 2 weeks with games starting tomorrow night traveling to Tulsa before heading to Springfield for another 6-game series. First pitch for game one against Tulsa tonight set for 7:05. Royals, Nicky Lopez hit a tie-breaking single in the ninth inning after a long rain delay, and the Kansas City Royals averted a 3-game sweep, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5. That game endured a rain delay of about 2 hours, 10 minutes. Again, it was the Royals over the Cardinals 6-5. Royals back in action this evening, beginning a 3-game series with the New York Yankees. Mid-America Network Sports.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Shriveled plums, peaches, and cherries are a symptom of brown rot fungal disease. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This disease can infect flowers, causing brown spots on the petals. Infected blooms collapse. They often exude a sticky sap that can spread the disease, causing twig dieback. Infected fruit are covered with powdery gray specks. As the disease progresses, the fruit dries and shrivels into what are called mummies. Remove and destroy or bury infested fruit. Prune out diseased branches. Make the cut at least 6 inches below the sunken or discolored areas known as cankers. Disinfect tools between cuts to prevent the spread of this disease. Reduce future problems with proper pruning and care. Remove nearby thickets of wild susceptible plums, cherries, and other stone fruit that can serve as a source for future infection. Fortunately, the disease will not kill the tree, but it can greatly impact the harvest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
Elbridge Gerry, Rufus King, Skyler Colfax. Their names probably not that familiar to most of us. Yet at one time, they were men who were important to everyone in the country. We'll tell you why on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
You might think a story about the history of vice presidents would be a snooze, but not when Daniel Johns tells the story. He knows all about the men and women who were just one heartbeat from the Oval Office. They were talented people such as Charles Dawes.
He was a businessman out of Chicago. He was an author. He was a general during World War I. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. He was an ambassador. He was a novelist. But he also wrote music.
Dawes was vice president under Woodrow Wilson, but it was his music, not his politics, that people remembered years later.
30 years after he did that, they added words to it, and suddenly this song goes up the pop charts in 1951, a little song called It's All in the Game.
Johns is the executive director of the Dan Quayle Vice Presidential Center in Huntington, Indiana. One oddity in our presidential elections came in 1912 when James Sonny, Jim Sherman, ran for re-election with President Taft.
The weird thing is, 6 days before Election Day, the sitting vice president, James Sherman, drops over dead. There's no way to replace him on the ballot, so people in 1912, if they're voting for Taft and Sherman, they're voting for a dead man.
The fact that Sherman died just days before the election was tragic, but in U.S. history, there have been several vice presidents die while in office. And until the last half century, there was no way to replace them.
For about 38 years in history, there was no vice president of the United States. There was no mechanism in the Constitution to replace the vice president. If he happened to die, or if he moved up when the president died or resigned, removed. It wasn't until 1967, when the 25th Amendment came in, that there was the mechanism to replace the vice president of the United States.
The museum is named for hometown vice president Dan Quayle, although the stories of all who served in office are displayed. Traveling the countryside in Huntington, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Having a pond on your property has many benefits. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Constructing a new one takes more than digging a big hole and hoping it rains enough to fill it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Are used for everything from crop irrigation to watering livestock to fishing and swimming. And when you're building a new pond, location is everything.
Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says to contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service in your area to help you identify an underground spring or a watershed that will fill the pond and keep it full. The quality of the water coming in is important to pay attention to.
I've seen that a lot where, you know, there's a lot of cattle or big cattle operation and all the runoff from that runs into the pond and makes it so that you can't have fish in your pond. The other thing you might have is you might have a lot of fertilizer or agricultural runoff in the watershed, which can cause aquatic weed problems.
Soil composition is another significant factor, so he recommends having a soil survey done.
We rate soils based on how much water they can hold, and so they're rated in hydrologic groups A through D. So you want to kind of figure out what sort of infiltration rate you have, because if it's too porous, if you try to make a pond that just has a bunch of rocks as the base of it, all the water is going to seep out. So you want to make sure there's some good clays that can hold the water in your pond.
Gerken says the orientation of the pond should line up with the watershed where water comes in from uphill and goes downhill out the spillway tube based on natural topography. He also advises having an emergency spillway to get large amounts of water downstream quickly and out of your pond. Don't allow any trees on the dam. When roots die, they leave holes, which degrades the dam integrity. Learn more about choosing a site for a new pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We've all heard the saying, celebrate the small wins. And let me tell you, I love winning things, even if they're small. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with ThriveEnd, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's important to celebrate the small wins when it comes to our finances. So often it's easy to look at our current money situation and get bogged down, especially if you've accumulated a bit of debt or you have too many expenses. But one way to start feeling more confident when it comes to your finances is to map out a strategy that outlines small, achievable goals. For instance, now that it's warmer out, consider putting your gym membership on hold and put that money towards a credit card bill or a car loan. When you set small goals, you're more likely to achieve them, and that can help you build more confidence when it comes to your finances. So don't expect success overnight. Take consistent steps, and over time, you'll begin to achieve more financial clarity. And don't forget, celebrate the small wins along the way.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce DeErking.
A precision ag economist weighs in on the right to repair issue today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gemplers know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gemplers specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gemplers.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Terry Griffin says there's two sides to the right to repair story. Griffin, a precision ag economist with Kansas State University, says manufacturers are on one side.
If someone modifies my equipment or my product and it may result in injury or misuse of the product, I would be concerned about that. I would not want the liability on myself. So, you know, I see that argument.
Then, says Griffin, there's the equipment user's side.
Farm operators shared with me that some of the frustration is they would just like to be able to know what's wrong with the equipment. They'd like to be able to run the diagnostics on the error codes to find out what needs to be repaired. Now, if it is something simple, or even if it's complex, either way, the distance to a service provider is not getting shorter. So it's a downtime cost.
Griffin says both sides can make a case.
I don't see any particular side being wrong. Regardless of if you're a manufacturer, farm operator, landowner, equipment dealer, we need to be cognizant of all the sides to the story.
Right to repair bills are in play in Congress and in many state legislatures. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Well, as you know, the United States Department of Agriculture keeps track of agricultural trade numbers. And for the first 9 months of fiscal year 2021, the news is pretty good. That's according to Bart Kenner, USDA economist.
Agricultural exports for fiscal year to date, October through June 2021, were $134.6 billion, up 28% from $105.3 billion in 2020. Agricultural imports fiscal year to date were $120.7 billion, up 12% from $107.6 billion in 2020. The trade balance fiscal year to date is $13.8 billion, up from negative $2.3 billion this time in 2020.
And as far as the specifics of corn, wheat, soybeans, and cotton exports, the news there remains very good also.
Exports of wheat are $5.1 billion, up 13% from the previous year. Exports of corn are $14.1 billion, up 133% from $6.1 billion the previous year. Exports of soybeans are $24 billion, up 90%. Exports of cotton are at $5.2 billion, up 17%.
Ag exports normally decrease from May to June, and that was the case again this year, but it was still very good news.
The closest we've come to that value in June was back in 2018 when exports were $12.2 billion. So we're still $700 million higher.
June exports just about $13 billion. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details based on 5/20/21 sales.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The former chair of the House Ag Committee warning the committee about the potential downside of creating a permanent disaster assistance program for producers. Speaking at the Farm Fest up in Minnesota yesterday, Colin Peterson said it's important that the program not undermine crop insurance. He said he's afraid it's going to come back to haunt us. He said about the existing disaster program like WIP Plus, he's concerned about 4 years of disaster payments that aren't being paid for by farmers. Disaster aid payments are funded out of deficit spending, he said, and unlike crop insurance, don't require farmers to pay premiums or fees. In the next farm bill, Peterson said crop insurance need to be improved to cover more crops and allow producers to buy the protection they need to get through years like this one with drought affecting a large portion of the country and the flooding in the South. The Biden administration is not letting up pressure on Mexico to resume its approvals of genetically modified crops and continuing to formulate the next step in addressing precarious trade relationships with China. Those words from U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai. Mexico has not approved a new ag biotech trait since May of 2018. Now, that's creating a bottleneck that is blocking some 23 traits in apples, canola, corn, soybeans, and potatoes. She has raised those concerns directly with the Mexican Ag Secretary and the Mexican Economic Secretary during her trip to Mexico City last month, because she knows how important the issue is to U.S. farmers. When it comes to how the Biden administration plans to tackle the future of the U.S.-China trade relationship, she says that's still up in the air. More ag news at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Crop irrigation needs are coming to an end, but when do you shut off the spigot? Here are tips on when to apply that last inch or two of water on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Irrigation management objective near the end of the season should be to provide enough soil water in the root zone to get the crop to maturity. Variables such as your soil type and its water holding capacity and the weather are things you can't control and will have to adjust the irrigation accordingly. Chuck Burr is a water and integrated cropping systems extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says usually by mid to late August, corn and soybeans have progressed enough in maturity that we know how much water it will take to finish out the crop.
For the corn, the growth stage I look for is beginning dent. It's when the first kernel in the field is starting to dent, starting that dry down process. From that point in time, it takes for us about 3.5 weeks to reach black layer, and the corn will use an additional 5 inches of water. Soybeans, I look at the beginning seed enlargement growth stage. Soybeans will use about 6.5 inches of water to reach that black layer.
Burr says depending on the year, most irrigators are ready to be done by early to mid-August. But continuing to monitor soil moisture to make sure you're not shorting the crop at the end of the year could pay big dividends.
2013 was a huge example of that. We had a study where we scheduled the last irrigation on soybeans, and we had those hot, dry, windy conditions. And where we applied 2 extra inches of water, it was 7 extra bushels. So I very easily paid the pumping costs by continuing to monitor the crop and applying that extra water during those hot, dry, windy conditions.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about when to stop irrigation for the year at agriculture.com.
Did you know that 1 out of every 3 mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Kind of a tough day for our ag futures market here on Monday. Just can't seem to get much going on. Lots of things working against our agricultural futures here. September Kansas City wheat down 7.25 at 698.5. December down 7.5 at 710. Minneapolis wheat, Chicago wheat tracking lower 2. September corn down 5.25 at 549.75. December down 4.25 at 552.25. 26.5 double-digit losses in almost all of the back months. Now, interestingly, soybean meal is doing well today. September is up $1.30 at $3.57.10. October up $1.50 at $3.55.80. But bean oil is sharply lower. September down 124 points at $60.57. October is down 139 points at $59.92. So with the exception of meal, things in the soybean complex not very happy. And we're seeing some issues with canola and cotton as well. November canola down 1280 at 879. January's down 1110, 865.70. Cotton is way off. October's down 129 points at 91.13. December's down 101 at 90.69. In the livestock complex, no good news there either. October live cattle down 62, 127.25. December down 57 at 132.75. Well, now September feeders, look out, now up 7 cents at 163.40. So a bit of good news there. October steady at 165.77. So maybe we're seeing a turnaround in feeder cattle. October hogs down the limit, down 3 bucks at 84.60. December hogs down 3 bucks at 78.75. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB. Paid for.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
A fool to break her own heart, but I can't hold the secret I'm keeping. I'm breaking apart, can't seem to mind my own business. Whatever I try turns out wrong. I seem like my own witness and I can't go on. I cover my ears, I close my eyes, still hear your voice and it's telling me lies, telling me lies. You told me you needed my company. Should have locked up all my
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.